Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WG. And, of course, we're keeping an eye on the weather again today after those violent storms yesterday. Did you know that between 30 and 40% of the food in the U.S. is actually wasted? There's a new business in town that aims to reduce that, at least by a little bit. Claire Oliverson is with the app Too Good To Go. Claire, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I absolutely love this idea. So explain for me, first of all, you're just in Chicago for the past couple of weeks or so, right? You're relatively new to the city?
Yep, just launched in Chicago, and we've actually already saved over 6,000 meals with about 150 local partners.
That is fantastic. Okay, explain for me how it works.
All you have to do is go to your app store, iOS, Android, download the app. You'll see a browse feature. You can start to check out restaurants in your area, you know, a local pizza shop, sushi joint, grocery stores, anywhere that sells food on a daily basis. Reserve what we call a surprise bag, which will be for a third of the price. And what you'll find is basically, you know, if it's that pizza shop, you'll find, you know, maybe a slice of pepperoni, a slice of Hawaiian, the surplus food that they have left at the end of their day, which, you know, was sold for full price just 10 minutes ago. Go pick up the bag in person, you know, maybe have a great conversation about food waste, and that's it. You've saved some great CO2 emissions, you know, from entering the atmosphere.
We're talking about this new app in Chicago, Too Good To Go. Claire Oliverson is explaining it for us. Well, that that answers one big question I had. So you sign up and you pay anywhere from $4 to $6. And so then the idea is you're getting $12 to $18 worth of food coming at you. But it's not being delivered to you. You need to go to the source of that food and pick it up.
Yep. So you go to that local partner, go to their shop, pick up the bag. And, you know, we really encourage, we're a social impact company and we're really focused on, you know, social and environmental good. And we believe so strongly in that community connection. And I think, you know, being able to really relate and have a relationship with that partner.
I love it. I just love the whole idea of it, especially if you're in a neighborhood where there are a number of these to choose from. So, okay, let's say I'm, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night. I'm a little hungry. I would go to see who's in my neighborhood. Maybe it's a sub shop and I put down $6, not knowing what I'm going to get. When I show up, they give me a bag of surprises or a surprise bag, and there you go, three bags of potato chips and a salami sub.
Exactly. And you know, that's sort of the fun of it, too. We get right. Such great feedback from everyone on that surprise aspect. I would say before you go to the partner, just see what kind of stuff, you know, they typically have. And you'll get a pretty good indication of, like you said, is it the sub shop? Is it probably, you know, grocery items? It should be pretty representative of what they have on a daily basis.
The name of the app is Too Good To Go. Do you work with grocery stores as well or bakeries, or is it simply restaurants?
We do. We work with grocery stores, restaurants, bakeries, really anyone who is producing food on a day-to-day basis, because that typically means there will be some buffer and some surplus there. You know, if you go into, let's say, a grocery store and you see that great lineup of rotisserie chickens,
yes.
You know, the idea is even if you go in right at closing, they still have a good selection. And, you know, the real question is what happens to all of that delicious food when, you know, the clock strikes 8 o'clock or, you know, whatever their closing time is. And the reality is that food is still really good to eat. And it's a great opportunity, I think, to reduce food waste through the app.
You know, that raises another question, Claire. Are these transactions always at night at closing time, or are some done at opening time or midday?
They really range the gamut. So a lot of bakeries, their closing time might be 3 p.m. And so that's when you might see a surprise bag pickup window. It might be throughout the day, depending on what that local partner, what their rhythm is like. And it might be late at night. You know, I think we have a lot of partners who do have sort of a 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock pickup window. And we actually see really great response on those as well. So I think we have something for everyone.
Yeah, I used to go to the Taco Burrito Palace at 1 a.m. after the bars. I'm not sure that might not be a good surprise bag. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Actually, you know, we have some great pickup windows that are later like that, and so you are very much not alone, and those are some of the favorites as well.
So this, how does the financial aspect of this work? The restaurants and the stores recoup some money that they would have lost, I'm assuming, but you must be making money too. How does all that fit together?
Exactly. So, you know, I mentioned we are a social impact company. We're B Corp certified. So, you know, similar to Patagonia, Ben & Jerry's. And we're really all about balancing profit and impact. So we are not, you know, profit only. And we really focus on how can we create the right solution and marketplace for everyone involved. So the idea here is partners get some increased revenue off of food that they would typically toss at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Consumers get great food for a third of the price. And then we have a small fee that we take in order to, you know, continue to operate and expand.
Claire Oliverson is with Too Good To Go, the app that aims to reduce food waste by allowing people to buy what would have otherwise been discarded food at a deeply discounted price. So it's not, I would think, just recouping the money for the vendors. I might be walking by that sub shop day after day, never inclined to go in, but if I know I can try them at a greatly reduced price, that might bring in a new customer for them.
Absolutely. We see that very often, actually, and I can even attest to that as a consumer and lover of the app. I'll typically, you know, if I'm in my hometown or if I'm traveling, I really do use the app to explore new places. And it's kind of fun because you might say, you know, I'd never thought about going to that bagel shop down the road. I love their, like, cinnamon raisin, or there's this one near me that does a cool maple bagel. And so it's kind of fun. It brings you outside of your day-to-day a little bit as a consumer. And then absolutely for local businesses, it brings in new customers.
All right, what's the best thing you've gotten in a surprise bag?
Okay, this is a very tough question. I have to say, I'm a massive fan of the bagel surprise bags. there's just such weird flavors that you can get. You get some very normal flavors, but I love trying some of the different stuff that's out there. And it just, I find it very impressive, you know, what people are putting in surprise bags these days.
Okay, so that's the positive side. I think it's only fair to ask, what's your biggest disappointment in a surprise bag?
You know, so I'm vegan, like plant-based, and so I haven't found anything yet. For me, I think if I find something that's plant-based, I'm like, great, I'll eat it.
Is that the beggar's choosers? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
how many shops in Chicago are you working with so far?
About 150, which is great. We've seen a really good response. So we're with folks like Deep Purple, Liberation Donuts, Bonchi, Groundswell Coffee, and we're really opening up the call, I will say, to more and more partners every day. So, you know, if you're hearing this and you think your local shop would be a good fit or you're a local business owner, please reach out to us. We're working hard to really grow this movement day by day.
You know, I think it's fun and it's doing a good thing because really it's cutting down on food waste, and who would argue with that? The app is called Too Good To Go. Claire Oliverson is with the marketing department there. Claire, it was wonderful to talk to you. I wish you just huge success.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN, not too long from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
We're Chicago's very own WGN.